FHE, Why I Believe in Jesus Christ, by Rebecca Winters, age 10, Norcross, Georgia, from a talk she gave at a Roswell, Georgia state conference. His name shall be called Wonderful, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. There are many reasons why I believe in Jesus Christ, and I would like to talk about five of them. 1. First, Jesus Christ is the Creator. When I look around me, there is beauty everywhere. I look at the gorgeous leaves and flowers and know that they didn't appear by accident. Also, our bodies couldn't have evolved from nothing. When I play the piano or violin, I'm amazed at how my fingers can move so quickly. I look at my hands and know that someone divine created me. These things make me believe in Jesus Christ. 2. The scriptures testify of the Savior. When the prophet Mormon from the Book of Mormon had only a little bit of space left on the plates and knew that he was going to die very soon, he wrote what he thought would be the most important thing we should know. He wrote his testimony of Jesus Christ. In Mormon chapter 7, verse 5, we read, Know ye that ye must believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, and that he was slain. And by the power of the Father he hath risen again, whereby he hath gained the victory over the grave, and also in him is the sting of death swallowed up. I learn about Jesus by reading the scriptures. As I learn about him, I love him more. When I read the scriptures, the Spirit testifies to me that he is real and is my Savior. 3. The prophet. Our prophet continues to testify of Jesus Christ. When President Hinckley was here in Atlanta, I listened to his words and felt the Spirit strongly. Afterward, I got to give him a picture and shake his hand. He said thank you to me and continued to shake other people's hands. When I looked into his eyes, I knew that he was a prophet of God. The day I met him will be one I will remember forever and will share with my children. In the April 2000 General Conference, President Hinckley gave a whole talk on his testimony of Jesus Christ. He said, He is my Savior and my Redeemer. Through giving his life in pain and unspeakable suffering, he has reached down to lift me and each of us and all the sons and daughters of God from the abyss of eternal darkness following death. He has provided something better, a sphere of light and understanding, growth and beauty where we may go forward on the road that leads to eternal life. My gratitude knows no bounds. My thanks to my Lord has no conclusion. He is my God and my King. From everlasting to everlasting, he will reign and rule as King of kings and Lord of lords. To his dominion there will be no end. To his glory there will be no night. None other can take his place. None other ever will. When President Hinckley bears testimony of Jesus, I believe in Jesus because I know he speaks the truth. 4. Prayer. Every day I pray to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. I know that I receive answers to my prayers, and that makes me believe in Jesus. When my mom got run over by our car, I was very worried. I said several prayers and had faith that she would recover quickly. It took only a few weeks for her to feel better. My prayers were answered. It makes me glad that I can speak to Heavenly Father and know that Jesus listens to our prayers. 5. Parents and teachers. If it weren't for my parents, I wouldn't know about any of these things. They help me try to be like Jesus. They read the scriptures with me, and we study the words of the prophet together. They bear testimony of Jesus Christ. We try to make our home like the temple, a place where Jesus could dwell. My teachers also bear testimony of Jesus Christ. I learn from them, and my testimony grows stronger. Through all these things, the Spirit has borne witness of Jesus Christ. I know that he died for us, and that he lives. I love him very much. Sidebar. We worship God, the Eternal Father, in the name of His Son by the power of the Holy Ghost. We know the premortal Jesus to be Jehovah, God of the Old Testament. We know Him to be the chief cornerstone upon which the organization of His church is based, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We know Him to be the rock from whom revelation comes, to all who worthily seek Him. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 63. We know that He came into the world to do the will of His Father, who sent Him. See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 13. His divine mission was to effect the atonement, which was to break the bands of death and enable us to receive immortality and eternal life. The living Lord's divine mission still continues. One day we will stand before Him in judgment. We revere the name of Jesus Christ. He is our risen Redeemer. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Ensign, May 1990, page 7. End of sidebar. End of the article, Why I Believe in Jesus Christ, by Rebecca Winters, age 10, Norcross, Georgia. FHE,